Although rental registration is not new to La Crosse, the city is now requiring properties to be registered annually. It runs from $25 for a single-family home to $65 for a large apartment complex. The city's chief inspector predicts there are about 31 rental properties in La Crosse. Less than half have been registered under the new program, although applications are being filed at the last minute. Those who did not sign up can face fines of up to $3,000 daily. 34 property owners in La Crosse have joined a lawsuit challenging the registry. Attorney Bernardo Cueto represents the landlords and says the city is violating a new state law and cannot mandate this rental registration.
They cannot require information concerning a landlord or a tenant unless they require it of all residential real property owners, or it's required under federal or state law, or it's information solely to contact the landlord.
But La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot says the city is complying with state law in maintaining and reworking its rental registration and inspection program,
which has the ultimate goal of protecting the public's health, safety, and welfare, and making sure that we have minimum standards and quality and safety for the housing in La Crosse, and that it does make sure that our neighborhoods are as safe as they can be.
The lawsuit goes before a La Crosse County judge in mid-August. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.